AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. We're going to be doing it live with Jeff Stein a little bit later on. In 24 hours, Michael Cohen has gone from a guy I didn't think they were going to get because of attorney-client. I think they would wriggle out of it. I don't see how Michael Cohen doesn't go to jail for a very long time at this point. Just Novartis, you see that one? Novartis has come out and said, yeah, we paid him for access to Trump.
Like Barry Zuckerkorn, I may have committed a little bit of treason.
A little bit of treason.
Some light treason.
Some light treason. Man, it took Novartis about 18 hours to chuck that dude under the bus. Every wheel hit. All right, so real quick before we get to Democrat of the Day. Having kids my age, Brett, is interesting. 16, 13, 10. Because you do realize how much we recycle things. Like, there's a song came out. Have you ever heard of the band called INXS?
I have, yep. R.S.
A phenomenal album from 1982 called Shabu Shabu. If you get the chance, that's one of the best albums. Listen Like These, Shabu Shabu. There are just top-notch albums. But they had the song Don't Change. And it's not a song that gets played a lot. Even on, like, 80 stations, they don't play that along. So I was playing Don't Change, and they're like, wow, who's that cool new band? And there's that moment when I say, if I tell them it's a band from my youth, they'll permanently hate this song because that's a dad band, you know? And so, but if I lie and say it's like Panic at the Disco or something like that.
You're going to say it's the new Justin Bieber song.
No, it's not the Biebs. That Biebs, don't even put Biebs in the category with an excess. No, do I lie to my children? Yes, I do.
That's I was wondering, yeah, which...
Yep. Yes. Hey, that Panic at the Disco, aren't they great? Let them like it. Then eventually I'll burst their bubble. But at that point, they'll like the song. That's how I parent. I'm not very good at it. 952-946-6205. Democrat of the day is Kelly Moeller from looking to be the representative for District 42A, Arden Hills, Mounds View, Shoreview, Spring Lake Park. Folks, this is a seat. If the Democrats are going to take back the Minnesota House, this seat has got to go to the Democrat. We need to help Kelly any way we can. Let me introduce her. Kelly Moeller, thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me. Yes, no pressure there to take back the house with this.
Well, it's not the only seat we need, but it is a viable seat in regards to the Democrats have held the seat quite a few times.
That's right. And the Republican who is currently our representative won by about only 125 votes in 2016, even though Clinton took every precinct in our district. So it's doable.
Well, and we'll get to what your current representative and a lot of metro area Republicans are going to be doing here in just a moment. But let's first of all find out about you. Tell us, who is Kelly Moeller?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I am, as you said, representing or wanting to represent 42A, which includes Shoreview, and I've lived in Shoreview here for about 20 years. My husband was born and raised here, and we have two kids who are in the fantastic public school system that we have here, and I am a prosecutor at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office as well.
Wow, and so let's talk about your decision to run for office. What made that? That's a pretty good jump there. It's a common jump. A lot of people are prosecutors, work in the state legal offices of some capacity, and make that jump over to politics. What was your motivation?
Yeah, it really wasn't something that I had ever imagined that I would do before. It wasn't part of my career path or anything like that. But after the 2016 election, especially, I've devoted my career in large part to sexual assault and sexual violence prevention. So having a president that was elected who bragged about sexual assault really made me a lot more vocal about what was going on in politics, and then watching what our legislature did last session as well. So not only at a federal level, but at a state level, I started to really become more of an activist, and I was hearing from a lot of people in my life that I should consider running for office. And they say it takes a woman 7 asks to consider running. And I don't know that it was 7, but it was definitely, it was definitely a lot. And I realized I really do have the right skill set and the passion to get in there and make a difference.
You bringing that up, I think, is a very important catalyst for a lot of candidates, especially female candidates, this election cycle. There are two things I noticed. where one, obviously, the man's bragging about sexually assaulting a married woman, and the Republicans still voted for him. The man also mocked a disabled man very plainly. As a matter of fact, initially bragged about it, and they still voted for him. Those two incidences have driven so many people to say, okay, the time for me to think about this is over. I'm going to run. And to hear your story and the sexual assault element of that, I mean, that does not surprise me, because that was just so damn unforgivable. I still, for the life of me, can't believe any Republican voted for him.
It's so frustrating. And then we saw what happened with Roy Moore. Yeah. It just gets even more frustrating, right?
Well, and you're right. And there are others. And, you know, it's been part of this movement to basically clean up government as a whole, because it's not definitively not just Republicans that have had issues with this, but Democrats. But at the same time, it is enough is enough. And whether it's, you know, an offshoot of the Me Too movement or people just like yourself who are just furious that this sort of a behavior is somehow even moderately accepted in our society, I find that inspiring, because I mean, that's true. That's basically saying, you know what, I wasn't going to get involved, but now you're forcing me to, and I'm going to do my best to fix this problem.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. Absolutely. And I think a lot of us women who are running, we really care about the future of our children as well. And so that is, you know, I can't sit by and watch what's happening, not only because of what I've done throughout my career, but because I don't want my kids brought up in this environment. And I want to show them that if you're upset about something, you should try. It's, you know, it's not always easy, but you should try to make a difference.
Kelly Moeller for running for the representative position in District 42A, Arden Hills, Mounds View, Shoreview, and Spring Lake Park. She is kind enough to join us right now as Democrat of the day. Let's talk about, obviously, what motivated you to run is an issue that you'll be dealing with. What are some of the other issues you'd like to address for 42A?
Absolutely. Education is a huge issue for the people who live in my community. I hear often when I'm at the doors that people move out here for a school district, and it's one of the reasons why I live here too. We're in the Mounds View School District. We have great schools, but we're really seeing a lack of funding at a state level, and that is passing the costs on to the local property owners and the parents here. And on top of that, we're not funding at a state level special education services. And so there's a real concern that those children are being shortchanged and our teachers are just not able to handle the amount of caseload or students that are coming their way with those issues. In addition to those issues, there's mental health issues for students in our school as well. And we don't have enough counselors and psychologists to handle that.
You know, you bring up the school funding issue for the mandates that are put on our school districts. That is not only a metro area issue. I mean, that's something I have talked to a lot of the Democrats of the day from outstate Minnesota. I mean, it's crippling in some of these school districts to basically have to, you know, have no guidance, no funds, nothing coming from the state, have to basically just say, you know, you've got to deal with what you're dealing with what you've got. It is a horrible problem. Do you think that we can really fix this? Because I hope we can. I mean, some states have done this to get a stable funding system for statewide schools that doesn't basically, you know, overrule their entire budget because of, you know, one or two mandates, whether federal or state, that have to be imposed on the school district.
Right. Yeah, it is really hard for the schools to meet those mandates and not have funding. But when we have a surplus in our state, there's absolutely no reason why we can't be providing more help to our school districts when we've got that surplus, instead of giving money to the wealthiest few, big tobacco. That's what we need to be focusing our money on, our future, on our children.
The mental health element for our students, that's another issue too. Without getting into details, I've been very aware of some school districts that have had to deal with some very tough issues this year. And there is an amazing dedicated crew of people in the metro area that, when there is a tragedy at a school, descend upon that school to offer support, counseling, therapy dogs, a wide range. But I think we are at the point where this is something as well, you know, whether it's a continuation of Wellstone's legacy or it's just, you know, the modern world that we live in, having more mental counseling for mental health for the kids and the students, I think is something that we do have to address, especially, you know, statewide in all the school districts.
We really do. And it's something that this is an issue that really hits close to home for me. And like you said, I'm not going to get into too many details, but we lost a young student very close to us to suicide recently. And I think it just highlights how much pressure we're being placed on our youth. Yes. And just we live in a different world now than when I was growing up. And so we really need to support our youth in all areas of their life, mental health included. And just having worked with victims of crime throughout my career, I've seen how trauma impacts people and the mental health problems that people who are victims of crime have. And so you think about kids that are maybe exposed to crime going to school, and then we're telling them to sit still and listen all day, and they have had a really horrible situation maybe the night before, haven't slept because of abuse in their family. I mean, we really have to take care of the whole child.
And isn't this whole movement with the Parkland kids, isn't this just basically, regardless of whatever the issue is, kids basically saying, you're not taking care of us, so we're no longer going to be quiet. And I think there's a multitude of issues here that are involved in this. And obviously, it's something that we're failing kids when the kids are basically screaming into cameras, for goodness sakes, help us. If we're not there to try to help them, then we're failing as adults and as a government.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of the youth, not only those Parkland students, but the kids in our own school district who, after some suicides in our school, are really speaking out and trying to work with the administration and the school district to make change. And so I'm very enthusiastic about the youth and want to do everything I can to not only support that enthusiasm, but also to be a voice when I go to the Capitol for our young people.
Now, I'm sure the current Republican representative for 42A is about to do the what I like to call the metro area Republican sidestep, where they have been a far right rubber stamp for Kurt Daudt and the Republican Party and groups like ALEC for a while. But now they're going to show everyone, I'm really a moderate now that session is over. And they're going to be screaming, I'm not really this far right loon ball. I am really this middle of the road kind of person. What do you think, considering your district, how do you think is the best way to address that? I mean, do you just point to the record, or do you challenge them? You get those debates out there and you challenge them and say, if you really think you're a moderate, here's your issues. You think those are moderate stances? They're not.
I think it's a combination of both, doing the debate and also pointing to the voting record. And I think one example that we can talk about is the gun violence issue. The fact that 90% of Minnesotans favor universal background checks, but the Republicans won't do anything about that because they're being bought and paid for by the NRA. Mm-hmm. I think that is a really relevant example, but it's also a really important issue to the people in my district. I'm hearing a lot from parents in our district, parents especially, who are really fed up with the lack of effort in this area.
Kelly Moeller, Kelly, can I just tell you, I want you to win this seat so bad right now. I really do. Everyone listening to me right now, this is a must pick up seat. I want you, this is what I've been saying, help your local Democratic representative, your local Democratic race, wherever that is. But then I want you over the summer to find five races that you can go help where there's currently a Republican in office and we can put a Democrat in there. 42A is one of those. It's not that far. It's right here in the metro area. Kelly Moeller, once again, I'm presuming you do need volunteers and you do need donations.
I do. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. And I have an amazing campaign team. So if anybody is new at this and they're not quite sure how they want to do it, if they want a door knock or phone call or help with data entry, we have a great team and people who are willing to train them. We have people on our team from teens to retirees. We welcome all ages, all different backgrounds. We have a wide, diverse range of people. And we're going to work together to not only win this election, but to make sure all of those voices are heard and all of those voices are at the table when I'm elected.
Absolutely. I'm on board 100%. You should be too. Go to Vote Kelly Moeller. That's M-O-L-L-E-R. VoteKellyMoeller.com. You can donate. You can volunteer. Like I said, help your local Democrat by all means, but find five races and five races that are currently held by Republicans, and let's flip those to the blue 42A is a very attainable seat. The Democrats could pick that up, and Kelly is a sensational candidate. Kelly, thank you so very much for the time. Thanks for being Democrat of the Day, and anything you need from us here at AM 950 to let us know, okay?
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Democrat of the Day, Kelly Moeller. Once again, vote Kelly Moeller, VoteKellyMoeller.com. I'll link to everything on social media a little bit later on. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Mother's Day in the Twin Cities means Mother's Day Buffet at the Park Tavern. On May 13th, treat mom to herb-crusted beef with béarnaise sauce, tortellini with champagne cream sauce, grilled salmon with pesto, eggs benedict, breakfast and lunch sides, appetizers, salads, and desserts. Mom even gets a free mimosa and a carnation. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. $21.95 for adults, seniors are $14.95, kids are $10.95, and 5 and under are free. And don't forget the hour of free bowling. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, Sunday the 13th, enjoy Mother's Day with the Park Tavern.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
We're in a spotlight, that one. Kelly, fantastic there. Kelly Moeller, 42A. Absolutely. A wonderful Democrat of the Day. That'll all be up a little bit later on, just to let you know. Brian Abrahamson from 22A tomorrow. Dean Phillips, CD3. He joins us on Friday. So, nice.
Maybe we can get Eric to call in for a debate.
We now go to Antarctica Station, where Eric Paulson's holding a local Minnetonka town hall. God, I love just... the albino leech. Come on the show. We'll have some fun. 952-946-6205. Orbiting currently in the International Space Station, but doing a local town hall from the Eden Prairie area. It's Eric Paulson. Jim is in St. Paul. Let's go to his call, a little bit closer than Paulson at this point. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, my neighbor called me today, and I don't have a computer, and I think she found that out, but... on the computer some kind of television thing that I don't have. Anyway, in the state of Louisiana, she told me that 35,000 nursing home residents were being sent a letter by the state saying that they had cut their assistance so that they'd no longer be eligible for care. Can you check out and see if that's true? And if that's true, can you imagine across the country what the Republican cuts are going to do to the people?
Oh, well, and Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. We definitely something we can talk about. I mean, Trump cut taxes for billionaires and millionaires and billionaires, and he's paying for it with a, what is it, a $7 billion cut to CHIP, the Child Health Care and Insurance Program. $7 billion. So that a billionaire could have a tax break, we're going to yank a kid off of chemotherapy or radiation treatment, or because they've got, we're going to take away their crutches if they got a broken leg. Because, God forbid, the billionaires and millionaires don't get paid, huh? Just unbelievable. Gary's in Minneapolis. Let's get Gary on in here. I'll check that out for you, Jim. Welcome on, Gary.
Yeah, Matt, to the typical Trump voter and supporter, not being politically correct is being a bigot. And teachers, the educated class, the doctors, the scientists who deal with reason and facts and try to do what's best for the country, they're the elitists. But Trump himself and the Hollywood elite, they're the elitist, except for if it comes to Reagan and Heston and Kurt Russell, the, what do you call Russell, the libertarian. And anyways, Trump and the billionaires and the Koch network are the biggest elitists I've ever seen, and they're destroying this country.
All right. And
that book, Dark Money, with James Meyer, people should read that to see what we're up against.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it there. So a lot there, if by all means, and I will try to check out that book as well.
Kurt Russell is a fine actor, though.
Yes, he was. He was playing Ego the Living Planet the last time I saw him, and apparently Ego was a Republican or a Libertarian. He was a Libertarian. Well, we should have known. He does actually kind of have that Libertarian Utopia thing going on up there, doesn't he? Kurt Russell, Ego the Living Planet. Hey, might as well in this country, might as well run Ego the Living Planet as, you know, in this next race. I mean, my God, I mean, it's you know, wants to take over the world and spread his seed across the universe. I mean, aren't we pretty close to that right now? Let's just be honest, kids. 952-946-6205. Hey, let's go with the horrible story of the day before we get into Jeff Stein. We're doing it live with Jeff here in just a little bit. When I was in the military, I witnessed a staff sergeant chew out a regular sergeant in front of their family, and their commanding sergeant first class came on down, and the sergeant first class was chewing out. I think it was first sergeant came on down and basically, you know, told the family, sorry, all our best, send them on their way. Gave them some coupons for a family fun fair that we were going to be doing on the post in a few weeks. And then it proceeded to chew out the staff sergeant who was chewing out the sergeant in front of his family. And the argument that he made was, you do not go out. It is not your job to embarrass the parents of a child in front of them. It is not your job as a grown adult to do that. That lesson stayed with me for life. You don't do that. You don't chew out people. You don't embarrass them in front of their kids. You just don't. Students at the Stanley Boyd School District in Wisconsin, now this is a school district just to the east of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Students at the Stanley Boyd School District in Wisconsin say that the school staff members have taken to throwing their lunches in the garbage because they don't have enough money on their school lunch accounts. Local news station WQOW reports that Stanley Boyd School District recently has been trying to crack down on giving out lunches to students whose accounts have hit zero. However, some students and parents say the school staff members have gone too far by taking away lunches that students are already in the middle of eating and then tossing them in the trash. Stanley Boyd Superintendent Jim Jones tells WQOW that no employee in the district has physically taken lunch and thrown it in the garbage, but students and parents who have talked with the station said that just wasn't the truth. I guess we have to call him a liar because he says straight up that it's never been done and that his staff doesn't do it, and that's not true because we've had students have seen it happen. One student told the TV station, this is a special needs student sat down and was eating lunch. He grabbed his tray and said, you don't have any money in your account, and dumped his tray in the garbage and did not offer him an alternative food option. Parent Denise Hofstadter, meanwhile, tells the station that one school administrator admitted to her that the school employees did trash the student's lunch, although they insisted it was only some nachos. All right. I don't know what the hell has happened to our country. But even the most conservative world that you are, what the hell is wrong with you people? What in the world is wrong with you, pathetic, horrible adults who think it's your job to snag food from a hungry kid, tell them your parents have no money in the account, and then gleefully chuck the food into the garbage can and look at the child and go, seriously, what is wrong with you clowns? What is wrong with you? This goes way beyond school, job, requirement, politics. There is something mentally wrong with you pathetic losers that you think that a grown adult grabbing a 7-year-old's food from in front of them, throwing it in the garbage can, telling them they have to go hungry, and telling it's because their parents' fault, that is how you think you operate within our society. What the hell is wrong with you people? You not only seriously need some heavy-duty counseling to deal with some serious issues, you should never be allowed to be around children ever again. You pathetic losers in the Stanley Boyd School District. What is wrong with you people? How broken are you in this ultra-conservative world that you think that that's good, that's Christian, that's righteous? God, this is the world you Christians thought you were going to inherit? Adults yanking food out of children's faces and smugly saying, no food for you? Really? Really? Your world sucks. Maybe Ego the Living Planet will have a better platform. 9529. Speaking of Ego the Living Planet, Jeff Stein will join us here in just a moment. We will talk national. Don't tell him I said that. We will talk national politics with him when we do return. And the clock is ticking on Michael Cohen. I don't think he's going to make it out of the day, if you want to know the truth. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
It's home improvement season, and you know there's lots of projects to tackle. Here's one that won't break the budget. Get your air ducts cleaned by Zero Res. They need to be cleaned every 3 to 5 years to improve your furnace and your air quality. This month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Resified. Plus, this month, get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Res clean, starting at $139. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward. Spells the same.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a chance of rain and a high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 64. And Friday, showers and storms with a high near 51. If you're still looking for a place to take mom for Mother's Day, check out one of the great Eat Local Minnesota restaurants. They feature high-quality food and unique eating experiences with some of those dining options, including the Downtowner, the Great Wall Restaurant, and the Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe. Find a full list of restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein hopefully joining us here in just a few moments. EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is all of them. It's Mother's Day week. That's right. It might, you know, if you're like me and the kids are running in 15,000 different directions, the you know, you might have forgotten a little bit that, yeah, you got Mom's Day coming on up here. I think it also has to do with the fact that that snow that was only 3 weeks ago really kind of threw off our perspective. I really do think that, because it doesn't seem like, I mean, I drive around and it's like 3 weeks ago it was snow. There was a foot and a half snow. Everything's greened up. Tulips are up. Everything's looking really nice. Flowering trees are going. That is a quick transformation. But yeah, we are now in the Mother's Day time of the year. And so you need to take Mom on out and enjoy a wonderful breakfast, a wonderful meal with Mom for Mother's Day. EatLocalMinnesota.com. A lot of great restaurants located throughout the entire metro area. You can pick one, sit down. I do want to give you some advice. Get some, call up whatever one you choose. Call them up today. Get your reservations, you know, hammered out right away. And the reason why is that it's going to be one of those situations where you could have a, it could basically end up getting booked out, or they might have a special event or, you know, special seating. So you want to find out what the deal is there. But go to EatLocalMinnesota.com, find a great restaurant, get your reservations today, and then enjoy Mother's Day this Sunday, the 13th, with Eat Local Minnesota and AM 950. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is, it looks like we're in the process of getting Jeff Stein hooked on in here. And I definitely want to talk to Jeff in regards to this. Are we good to go? Jeff, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Good afternoon. Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. Find his book, including the latest book, The Floppy Show, at Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com, iowawatch.org is the public service show. And, of course, he's joining us from the Palatial Broadcasting Complex of KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Jeff, there are not many days I can say a man ripping up the nuclear treaty and, you know, political prisoners being held by North Korea being returned to America, and the testifying of a torturer to be the head of the CIA take the back burner. But my God, speaking of burning up the charts, there is this this story about Cohen. I really honestly, yesterday morning, I thought he might plead out on a smaller charge and he's going to be done. Right now, I don't see how in the world that Michael Cohen is not going to end up in jail for a long time. Here's the deal, and if you can correct me on this, I'll lay this out. He had a company called Essential Consulting LLC. This is a company that was made for the purpose, we had been told, sole purpose of paying off the Stormy Daniels $130,000 hush money. What her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, put out yesterday was that this company, Essential Consulting LLC, which is Michael Cohen's company, which is not a real company. There's no office, there's no employees, there's no business cards, there's nothing. It's just basically something on paper. That this company had also taken other large sums of money, including from Elliot Broidy, the GOP the strategist who basically quit the GOP party because he had been caught paying off a Playboy playmate who had to have an abortion. But then all of a sudden, and like I said, this is where it takes a turn. Avenatti pointed out that Russian oligarchs were pouring money into this fund, that Novartis is pouring money into this fund, that AT&T has been pouring money into this fund. Even though this is not really a company that's got any public presence whatsoever, AT&T says it was about real estate issues or about getting to know the president. Novartis was saying that they are giving money to Michael Cohen for healthcare issues. You know, people are saying accounting issues, real estate issues. This is clearly, I mean, it is the textbook definition of a slush fund, and it took only 18 hours for Novartis to officially throw Michael Cohen on the bus saying, oh yeah, we paid him this money to get access to Trump. This is not going to go well for Michael Cohen.
Oh, if half the things that have come out about Michael Cohen are true, then he is going to be spending years in the Gray Bar Hotel. There is no question about it. Now, here's what we have to do, though, to be very clear. You have to separate Cohen from Trump until something more is proven. And here's what I mean by that. So let's say that Novartis says, yeah, we paid him this money because we wanted access to Trump. We knew he was Trump's guy. It doesn't yet, with just that much, it doesn't mean that Trump was gotten to.
Yes.
All right. Now, yes, he's talking to Cohen all the time, et cetera, et cetera. But until you can make that next connection, and this is the thing that I tell all my friends on the left, you know, just breathe into the paper bag and calm down, because the thing about people like Trump is they hire these minions to be the outer circle and to fix things and protect them and insulate them. And so if, in fact, Cohen was really doing his job, he was collecting coin for himself but making it untraceable to Trump. And so, again, it mounts against Cohen. It doesn't necessarily go to Trump. Where it does potentially take that leap is, let's say you're Michael Cohen. You are looking at significant federal prison time.
Yes, you are.
Let's say. And, well, I mean, you get to the point where they say, here's what you've got. We can make this prison time go down to where you can actually walk your daughter down the aisle someday, whatever it is, but we need something on Trump. Does Cohen have anything to where they can flip him? Same thing with Manafort, all of these people. If the push, I mean, Cohen could be the most loyal apologist for Trump and foot soldier in the world, but when faced with taking care of yourself and your family, and therefore giving up Trump or maintaining your loyalty, and you'll never see the light of day again, well, what do you think the guy's going to do? And so that's where this next level is going. Is there enough pressure to get somebody to flip, whether it's Manafort, whether it is Cohen, or, you know, skeezy guy to be named later we don't even know about yet?
Well, and there's a few things here. First of all, you're exactly right. And if Trump had a half a brain in his head, everyone in his administration would be saying, Michael Cohen, who's that? Right now, they really would. They would be distancing themselves as much as they could, because this is something that is somewhat self-encapsulating, at least to we know. Although there is some big hints, it's not. But it is somewhat encapsulating. So if you're Trump, you're smart. You basically distance yourself. Mueller has already talked to Novartis. That was last November. I mean, he was aware of this. He also found the Russian on the tarmac. This is Viktor Vekselberg. He was the oligarch that's a close tie to Putin. Now, that's the one that really sort of screams, oh, that's not good. And then here's the other big problem. No one knows where this money is right now. It sounds like a lot of the money that went into that account is no longer in that account. And now you're piecing together where that money went. And that's the other problem, is there is the chance that this could eventually get tied back to Trump. It depends on where the money is. And now, as you said, I mean, Cohen for sure. I mean, what is it, 30 years, 40 years he's going to be looking at?
Easily, based on what we have at this point. And again, it's the kind of thing where I have every reason to believe that they are stacking everything they can think of against Cohen, including the kitchen sink.
Yes.
Some of it is more spurious than others. Sure. I absolutely. But the fact is, as I said earlier on, if even half of this stuff is true, oh, goodness, there's an issue. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. There's enough smoke. There's got to be some fire with some of this. And you know, these folks who Trump loves loyalty, but keep in mind, he was paying them to be loyal. What if his money is no longer enough to pay them to be loyal? In other words, it's save your own skin from going to prison. Well, that's where things get very different for this president. And where I see some of this going is, I don't know what more they can do with Cohen. You know, I mean, they've amassed plenty.
Yeah.
It's the Kushner angle now that is going to be very interesting. And as you and I talked last week, why has nobody interviewed Ivanka? Well, we know why. Because she may be married to a defendant, and so they don't want to screw up any possible prosecution by having her give a statement that could then be implied as testimony against a husband, and the whole prosecution is fruit of the poisonous tree and thrown out.
You know, it's been interesting. So far, multiple news sources, Washington Post, New York Times, NBC News, have validated Avenatti's claims here. AT&T came out and said, oh, yeah, we gave money to Cohen. Novartis has not only claimed that they gave money, but they've now thrown him under the bus, saying, yeah, we were paying for access to Trump. The people have asked the question, and here's really where this is what falls in line with everything else about this insanity. How did Avenatti, the Stormy Daniels lawyer, find out about this? And let's just be honest, would anyone be surprised if Cohen himself, thinking that because he wanted to, you know, there was some sort of, discovery for the court case with Stormy Daniels, shipped him the file that had all this paperwork in it, and it's sitting on his desk, and he opens it up and is like, oh my God. I mean, really, these are not exactly the smartest criminals I've ever seen in my life.
You know, what you've just stated, Matt, is possible. I mean, about the folder on the desk. I'm not going to weigh in on smartest criminals. we all know plenty of dumb ones. Here's what I sort of sense. I sort of sense that Ms. Daniels' lawyer is very high profile, and he's very high profile for this reason, because he now is a possible receiver of material that would be helpful to his client. So, for example, what if there are three other adult film performers? That's the term of art I prefer to use, and so I will. Three other adult film performers whose story is very much like hers. They would be free to come forward and talk to him, because he is out there, in essence, evangelizing for that cause. Similarly, anybody who has it in for Donald Trump knows who they can call. So I think he gets a lot of this information, because you may be sitting there saying, I've got information, but I don't know what to do with it. He is the public figure that in essence says, here's what you do to it, give it to me. I think that the federal investigators who have seized things from Cohen did it because they knew stuff going in. And it's a much broader pattern than direct things with Trump, than direct possible campaign finance violations. I mean, what they did, and the same thing with Manafort, right? What they're bringing Manafort up on is not directly tied to Trump, but Trump's associating himself with people who are law violators, mm-hmm. right? I mean, these are his fixers. And so the squeeze is going to be on to get these guys out of serious legal predicaments tied to things that had nothing to do with Trump directly, but that's how some of this is going to be able to be amassed against Trump, to break that inner circle, that wall that he has put up, because, he likes those walls, you might have heard, the wall of invincibility around himself with these fixers.
We'll call them not adult film performers. We'll call them AFPs from now on. That will save us some time, too.
Is that helpful?
It is
okay,
helpful.
AFPs.
All right. I'm going to do a bit of speculating, and I don't necessarily – we don't necessarily need to focus on the speculation, but there's a question at the end of this, and I want to get your honest opinion on it. Elliot Broidy is the name of the GOP strategist that paid Cohen $500,000 that also went into Essential Consulting. There has been some pretty substantial evidence starting to arise that the payout to the Playboy model who got the abortion was not an Elliot Broidy affair, but potentially a Trump affair. And there are some very interesting elements of that payment that don't seem to quite make sense. They'll eventually get to the bottom of it. Michael Cohen's in big enough trouble as it is. But the speculation is, if Trump would have had an affair recently with a Playboy playmate, at one point he was close friends with Hugh Hefner. There was a major falling out between the two of them in 2016. And this Playboy playmate that was supposedly attached to Elliot Broidy was a very close friend of Hugh Hefner. So I'm not sure if that plays into it, but if it was discovered that Donald Trump had an affair in 2015, 2016, sometime around there, and indeed did pay for an abortion on a mistress that he was sleeping with, Would that finally be enough for a lot of the blind faith Republicans who support him, especially on the abortion issue, to wake up and say, maybe my allegiances are misguided here?
Absolutely. But I don't know that you need to go that far. And I'm going to stick with the position I took before, that the, and for lack of a better phrase, the evangelical right.
Yes.
They signed on with Trump grudgingly, right? I mean, Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses, right? Not Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz!
But I'm not saying that was such a wonderful choice either. I'm simply pointing out, okay, that Trump was not their first choice. But when it's Trump versus Hillary Clinton, they decided to do the old, well, you know, that was then and this is now, and second chance and forgiveness and blah, blah, blah. What if it's not Trump versus Hillary Clinton? It won't be in 2020. We don't know if it'll be Trump, but let's say it is Trump. Well, who do the Democrats put up who could lead some of those folks who were Trump supporters to either stay home or flip? I'm not convinced there's a Republican challenger who can win. But again, these people who, so to speak, held their noses and voted for Trump because of the alternative, I don't think that they are so bound to the president that they are not open to change if given a better alternative than the one they had in 2016.
Jeff Stein joining us. Jeff, let's take a quick break. When we come on back, Iran, let's talk about this, Trump's decision to get out of that treaty. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual Wednesday visit. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
With spring, it's car wash season. Thank goodness for the Luther Advantage program from Rudy Luther Toyota. Not only do I save 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, but I also get big discounts on car washes. And with free 2 years of maintenance with every new Toyota purchased, I can get my oil change and spring service done with the best service and maintenance department at Rudy Luther Toyota. Clear your spring checklist with great service from Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are now in our third year of broadcasting on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. MinPost has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual Wednesday visit. Jeff, yesterday, the decision that I think everyone knew was coming, Trump decided to get out of the Iranian nuclear deal. The Iranians, they immediately were outraged. I mean, most of our allies are outraged at this. Israel is about the only one that thinks this is good. At the end of the day, I think it was all sized up when the reporter asked him after his little speech, can you explain to the American people exactly how does this make us safer? Trump just kind of looked at her for about 5 seconds, finally said, this makes America safer, and just turned and walked off the camera. No one seems to know that why he did this outside of the fact that he just hates Obama so much. Obama's name was on this and he got out of it, because right now we've unleashed Iran to basically do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, perhaps. Then again, maybe it's a good cop, bad cop. And I don't mean to use that phrase and belittle it, because we're talking about nuclear war potentially here. Okay. But is it possible that the European allies can broker a slight change to the deal or something? I heard one analyst, actually fairly moderate, suggest that if Trump would have gotten some changes, like, for example, the ability for the UN inspectors to come in unannounced as opposed to with the approval of the Iranians in advance, that he might have stayed with it. So I'm not sure that we are that far apart from getting a resolution, but it's this dangerous walk onto the ledge to get the other people to go back and try to negotiate. Again, it's the phrase is dangerous, and it's a high-risk gamble that the Iranians don't just walk away or that they refuse to renegotiate, and then what do you have? And you have problems is what you have.
Well, and there's interesting. First of all, the European allies have all said the same thing. Trump, they were begging Trump for his alternative plan. At no point did they ever deliver an alternative plan or changes that he wanted to be made. At no point there was ever any interest in Trump in negotiating this. And
there's interest. There's interest in change. But now the European leaders know what it's like to be a Republican leader of Congress. Right? Because it's the same strategy where he says, I want something different, but he doesn't bring a proposal to the table, does he?
But it's a little bit, as you mentioned earlier, it's a little glib to talk about this with potential nuclear war. The other side of it is,
exactly.
I was talking about this with the article on The Hill. They basically say without the United States in this treaty, this treaty is dead, that it's going to have to be completely redone again. And the Iranians, they're probably not going to be too interested in just dealing with Europe on themselves, because once again, you want to have all the major partners involved.
No, I do think that's absolutely true. But I think, you know, again, you've got, let's use your hypothesis. It has Obama's name on it and Kerry's name on it. And so therefore Trump hates it. It won't take that much to change it if they can get a few changes made. But again, should we have been put in that situation? Okay, different issue. You know, I come down on this the same way I did a column this week about this is why we have elections, because here in the state of Iowa, what happened at the end of last week? Fetal heartbeat bill, the most restrictive abortion bill in the country, passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. The next day on a Saturday, they signed this huge tax reform measure. And I've, you know, all my Democrat friends are upset. And I said, this is why we have elections. You got a Republican majority in the House and Senate and the governor's seat. If you don't like what they've done the last 2 years, vote them out. It's the same thing here in Washington. If you don't like what Trump is doing, then change the houses of Congress, because they're the ones who can potentially do something about it in terms of legislation. And then you go to the polls 2 years after that if you don't like the president. There could not be a more stark difference.
Well, and this is the reason why I didn't sleep on November 8th, 2016, is because I said, you know, there's nothing. This is it's his country now. And, you know, he has control over it. But I think at the same time, though, you know, Daniel Dale yesterday counted 9 bold-faced lies Trump told in his press conference about the Iranian nuclear deal. Trump has got to stop listening to Fox News. I mean, he just has got to stop listening to these pundits, because that's really what's driving him off the ledge.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I mean, and again, I was asked earlier today by someone we both know, about, you know, is anybody in charge in the White House? And I said, okay, you saw that the president was on a phone interview with Fox and Friends the other day. The way that got arranged was the host sent a text to the president who said, sure, I'll come on. Nobody knew about it. It wasn't organized. He just went and did it himself. Mm-hmm. And that is how he runs policy. It's a one-man operation.
Jeff Stein, his books are at Common Good Books in St. Paul, totallyiowa.com. Iowa Politics Report will get posted a little bit later on. Jeff, thank you. Good insight today. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
Have a good one, Matthew.
You too. Take care. Mike McEntee is up next. We are back tomorrow. Have a good Wednesday night. Till then, see ya.